Hey guys, welcome to Wow So Flow, powered by T-Mobile. Today's guided run is called Soul Run, and we have Franklin Mejias with us, who's I'm proud to say he's also a friend, but I would say he's a local celebrity and someone you should get to know as well. Franklin will be answering a few questions along the way, helping guide you along your hopefully inspiring run today. Today's an easy run leading up to your virtual run tomorrow. We hope you're ending the week on a very easy, what we would call almost shakeout run, and just to get those muscles nice and loose and relaxed and ready to do your virtual race tomorrow. I know many of you guys might be waking up to a gloomy morning, but I remind you that the runs aren't canceled. The ones that you do with yourself, they're not canceled due to weather. In fact, the more imperfect the weather, the more you might get out of the run, obviously safely. But I know it's easy to look out your window and say, oh, it's drizzling, I'm not going to go out there. But truth is, if you were in a race or you were at the Miami Marathon or some other big event, they happen pretty much rain or shine. But be careful with, I do know that there was a little bit of lightning this morning, so it depends on where you're at. Take that into account. But if you learn anything today from me, it's that the run isn't canceled just because of weather. As I think they say somewhere out there, one of many slogans you read, there's no such thing as bad weather. There's just excuses. But all right. Well, Franklin Mejias, good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. All right. Before I start giving you the floor here to inspire us, I'm going to remind everybody that you can go ahead and start your easy jog. Today, we're going to change things up a little bit so you won't have a warm up prior to. Instead, I want you to begin your run nice and easy, quick walk if you'd like. We won't stop because a shakeout run typically isn't anything that should require a heavy warm up. So you can go ahead, make sure those shoelaces are on tight. You've taken your last sips of water, maybe a little bit of body armor, and you click that watch and get started. And we will do so in, I'll give you guys 15 seconds here to get yourselves together.
All right.
Another 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, let's join us for this run. You guys get started. All right, so I've got Franklin here. And those of you that don't know Franklin, have to look him up. You can look him up on Instagram and get a quick look of him. Definitely fits the bill as a young guy. So I'll start off by saying that. But a young guy that, you know, people sometimes judge by looks. But you look at him and you immediately think to yourself, wait a minute, he runs, he plays all kinds of sports, he swims, he does everything, you know. And sometimes we'll turn immediately to ourselves. We're like, what's my excuse? But we won't go there. Well, this is to inspire. We're not here to make anybody feel guilty. But Franklin holds a special place in my heart because he is everything that helped inspire the start of the Miami Marathon. We wanted the Miami Marathon to be an inclusive race, a race that attracted all sorts of runners like yourself, walkers, beginners, avid runners, disabled runners, or I should call them challenged runners or athletes. And Franklin has quite the challenge, and I'll let him say, you know, a little bit about his story in a second here. But he's accomplished the Miami Marathon amongst other races. And I think he's just full of light, full of just complete joy. Everything he does, he always says yes. In fact, inviting him this morning, you know, he just didn't hesitate to say yes to the Mind Body Social folks. But you'll hear a little bit about him. And just like I said, looking through his images, you can get inspired. He's an author, a public speaker, an amazing public speaker, speaks both Spanish and English. We'll try to keep this one as much as we can in English, but Franklin, you can feel free to say, you know, anything you'd like in Spanish. My Spanish isn't as good as his, but nonetheless, he's certainly someone that everyone can relate to, regardless of the language. He's also an Emmy winner. I gotta remind everybody of that, because his videos, his books, just incredible. So Franklin, welcome and good morning again. And those of you that are out running, keep running. We'll do the talking and guiding.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. To be honest, Franklin,
I want to jump in real quickly with a question that'll get you talking. Tell the people in just 2 minutes, you know, who you are and what's driving you these days.
All right. Well, I'm Franklin Mejias. I'm right now 21 years old. I am a quadruple amputee. I'm missing all my limbs, hands, and legs. But that, you know, it doesn't stop me at all. I do everything normal. My point is that nothing has to stop you at all. You have to keep moving all the time. I remember that this all started in 2011. And in that moment, I couldn't understand what was happening to me. But right now, I'm really grateful for everything that I am doing. I have the opportunity to impact people in different ways. When I'm running, when I'm doing basic stuff. To be honest, God has a huge purpose for me. I'm just doing the easy, you know, the easy thing, just following that path.
And I think those of you that are out there now running, you know, that's what every run should feel like. Mm-hmm. In other words, you know, you're just sticking to your plan, sticking to your path, being reminded that you do have a purposeful life through every run, even as a gentle reminder. Some of us, you know, look to motivational speakers and so forth and want to be inspired in one moment, but the run could be a reminder constantly of life's challenges, of life's purpose for you. Yep. And while you're out there today, I want you to think about for what Franklin is saying here about not making up excuses and so forth. I want you to think about that during the run, to a certain extent, because we start to make excuses for not exercising or not studying, you know, younger folks or not wanting to go a little further in our career or do certain things that we know is healthy for us. And we put up all these excuses. And here you have, you know, quadriplegic who is telling you that, yes, he has his doubts and he had his moments where he didn't know what his purpose was. But now he's found his rhythm. He's found his groove. And I'm sure he has his tough moments. It's not like it goes away. But I find listening to someone like Franklin that it does take a strong decision at first. But after that, you start to feed off of the others that you've inspired and you start to realize you have a great purpose. I did want to say you guys are about 6 minutes into this run. I mean, we're hearing from Franklin is gonna make you run that much, I guess, with smoother and allow time to pass a little quicker. So hang in there. You're doing great. Today's run is going to be a full 30 minutes. We are about 20, 24 minutes away from you having to stop. Yeah. So Franklin, I have a, you know, obviously, like I said, you have a special place in my heart, but what was it like to run the Miami Marathon? Can you walk us a little bit through that? What was the first time? What did that feel like?
Frankie, to be honest, Miami has all my heart. I'm proud to, you know, to do the Miami Marathon. When I'm doing it, I feel great. I feel like no one can stop me at all. That's something that I want to share with everyone. that is hearing me right now, because Miami Marathon has taught me a lot in the first time that I was running the half marathon in the 2018. I was learning everything. I was learning about myself. I was learning about my legs. And when I ran it last time, this year, you can see the improvement that I have with me and with my, you know, all my legs and my body. And this is a journey that we have to fight for ourselves, and we have to keep going all the time, never stop. I remember that during the run, this 2020 run, a lot of people stopped and, you know, make excuses. And I just let them know that if I was doing it, they can do it better than me. And that's the message. That's my goal to everyone.
No, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. That it is to a certain extent a special race and everything, but ultimately, what makes the race or the run, in this case, those of you that are out doing your shakeout run this morning, or wait, I'm gonna call it the soul run, we referred to it on all the promotional material for today, but that soul run is something you do for yourself, something you do to improve yourself, to better your technique, your form, your strategy in a race, so that it can be applied to everything else you're doing for the rest of the day or the rest of the week or the rest of the year. I'm sure Franklin has drawn inspiration from what he accomplished to cross that finish line and say, all right, well, now my next goal, whether it was to win an Emmy or it was to, further his career and what he does on a daily basis. I mentioned your book, but I want you to tell us how you got to the point where you said, you know what, I have to write down everything I've been to or been through, rather. Where did you realize, you know what, I had to tell this story through a book? And how was that journey?
Well, at the moment that I understood that everything that I went through, it was for a good reason. I said to myself, I remember that my dad always support me all the time. I have to, you know, to create a legacy that people, you know, can share it, can read it, and can feel motivated at the time. And to be honest, I in my life, I never imagined that I could be a real author of my own book. I start, you know, looking information to like how to write a book, because that's not something that is normal in everyone. So I started the project with my family, my team, and we make it happen. Okay. After almost 1 year of writing the book, we release it, and people, that's what I really most love. The people buying the book, sharing the story, more people even get to know me. I'm proud of that. I always say I'm grateful for what I have been through, because without being here in Miami, I wouldn't be who I am now.
That's right. No, that takes a lot of not only maturity, but just self-awareness. And those of you that are in the middle of your run now, be aware of, what you've accomplished and how you've accomplished it. He mentioned team maybe you know, getting yourself through training and running, yeah, and exercise.
Of course, that's a team effort. Very important, because you're alone, like you don't get to very alone. You have to be with a team, with person who knows about what you're doing. For example, you know that I run with the Nirvana team project, and
yes,
they have me support all the time. They, you know, inspire us,
yep,
to keep doing all the time, to keep running, to keep, you know, physically motivated.
Yep. And that team sometimes comes in different forms. So maybe today when you get back home, you thank, you know, a wife or a husband or a roommate, you know, for just watching over. Maybe you have kids and they watched over them so you can go on your run. And I think, you know, we sometimes think of teams only in the sport sense of it, right? Like, you know, the Miami Heat, which played pretty well this season. And we think of only those kinds of teams, but you realize that you might have a team of a family and friends close to you that you might be the source of leadership for them. But acknowledge that team, because I've always noticed that Franklin has acknowledged his dad, has acknowledged his family, and that I think is very special, because he can easily say it's all him, and in reality, I think he knows that he's gotten as far as he has because of others. You know, Franklin, we haven't really talked about your, you know, how you got to, you know, the sort of the challenged, you know, body you live in. So without getting into too many details, but can you share with the folks that we don't want to make this, you know, sad, but, you know, so you understand the challenges he's overcome.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I got here in 2011. I came with my family just for, you know, a vacation trip. After a week of being here, I got very ill. I was, to be honest, between life and death. It was bacterial meningitis. I was, to be honest, almost dead. I fought a lot. My first house in this country, it was the Memorial Regional Hospital. I'm proud to say that, because that changed my mind completely in a strong way. Also, at the moment that they decide to get amputate my legs and hands, I was like, all right, if this is the plan that God wants for me, let's just follow it and make everything possible. To be honest, in my life, I never imagined that I would be completely independent of two prosthetic legs, but now I'm happy for it. I share with everyone. It's a fun part of myself. I have the running legs. I always do, you know, everything special, because everything is special in your life. I'm grateful for my family that always support me. At the moment that you realize that everything in your life is special.
That story just gives me chills every time I hear you say it. By the way, guys, you are more than halfway. So a quick reminder, or you're approaching the halfway. You have another about a minute and a half. You will. I shouldn't say that, right? I'm looking at my watch. You're at 16 minutes, so you should have turned around already if you're heading out and back. Or making a big loop, make sure you're headed back towards where you came. If not, your run's going to be a little longer than 30 minutes. I got lost there a little quick. Just my imagination running on what it would be like in my life if I had been completely able-bodied and then run into a challenge such as losing all four limbs. And I don't even know where to begin, but It's a source of inspiration, you know, with the little challenges we have in our lives, and we think they're so life changing. But here's a tremendous life change in a young person's life, and look what he's made it into. So it's hard, it's easy to say, but it's the one thing we have to believe in after listening to Franklin, is that the rest is just excuses. You gotta draw from your challenges to make your life into what you want it to be, and what in this case, you know, Franklin refers to as God's purpose. Anyhow, I think there's a special place for adaptive athletes in everything that we do this day and age, and there's people like Franklin to thank for that. Because I know here in Miami we have the Nirvana Project and a few other groups, Team Thumbs Up, Jim Saya's group, and these groups really do make it possible for folks that have challenges to go on runs. So don't be you know, those of you that are out there running today, if you want to be extra inspired, you can join one of these groups and help these folks cross finish lines of races across the country, and specifically here in Miami, as Franklin has mentioned, is another, you know, great inspiring race to do so, is at the Lifetime Miami Marathon. But anyhow, I remind you as you're running today, to pay special attention to your form, to your arms, to your legs, your breathing, because tomorrow, when you're pushing yourself a little harder and you're crossing that line into being a little uncomfortable with your racing, because that's what racing is a little bit of that pushing the limits to your fitness, or testing the limits of your fitness. You want to make sure you're staying efficient. You want to make sure you're looking within at controlling the controllables, the things around you that you can control, which happen to be your body and your breathing and so forth. So be extra aware of that as you're running along today, and be careful if it's, you know, slippery out there because of the rain. Be careful with every stride. Franklin, what are some of the mantras you repeat to yourself? I know you've said, you know, you use the one similar to me, which is don't stop and just keep moving. And I think you didn't take it from me, I took it from you. But are there any other mantras that you run through during your run that you can share with the runners now as we're guiding them through this run today?
Sure. I always repeat to myself that I have to be unstoppable.
That's powerful.
That's really powerful. When I'm running and people look at me and they cheer, they, you know, clap their hands, that really motivate to give everything in that moment. And like I said before, this is a fight between you and yourself. No one else. You have to decide it and make it happen.
Yeah, and you know that mantra that gets repeated, I invite you guys to find your own, and it, you know, as quickly as it may be. Maybe it's a full sentence or a couple words, but draw from that. It's so powerful, but you have to train yourself to listen to that mantra. It's not something you just say on race day. It's got to be something you say during the day, while you're training, while you're not training, to reflect on that and make it something meaningful, right? And in his case, obviously, unstoppable is applicable to anybody, so feel free to grab it. Nobody's going to call you out for using someone else's mantra. But you know, as you recite something like unstoppable, I can only think that you had to get yourself to a point where you were unstoppable. You needed to train your body to make it through the full half marathon or full marathon or whatever race you're taking on. So mantras are only as good as your training and so forth. So make it a point that it's well backed and not just something you're saying. And those of you that have been running all week long with us definitely can say that you've prepared yourself for this run on Saturday. You know, you're certainly not going to be at your best if you just started. running, but it'll be your best for the week, and it'll be your best for this moment in time. But as you progress in running, you will continue to build on training, and training built on that training, and so forth, and keep moving through that. You know, Franklin, there's there are a whole lot of people that are inspired by you, but who inspires you, and why I think this is applicable to people on the run today is that sometimes our inspiration, you know, is in some unexpected places, and then other places and other times it's right in front of you. So Franklin, mm-hmm. I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you, who inspires you?
Well, to be honest, who inspires me every day is my dad.
I knew it. See, I knew it. I should have answered for you, because I can see it in your Instagram constantly. I can see it. I've seen it in your videos.
Yeah, man. Awesome. What I can say is, it's not only one person. There's a lot of people.
Of course.
I am inspired. A lot of friends of the Nirvana Project. They really inspire me every day to, you know, to keep doing what I'm doing. For example, Aldo is a great guy. I really, you know, love him.
Yep.
And he teach me something every time that I'm with him. I'm grateful to be one of his friends. Like I say, my family, they're always there for me.
So wait, Franklin, I two things. Your dad is definitely, I mean, I'm not kind of, you know, kind of go on a limb on this one, but your dad is definitely not a celebrity. And I think some of us are constantly looking for, you know, the TVs. He's a celebrity in your life, but he's not a TV celebrity or someone we see in magazines and so forth. So that to me, I love to hear that an ordinary, you know, person who's doing extraordinary work as a father, is an inspiring person to someone. So you might be that person, by the way, those of you that are out on the run today, you might be that inspiring person just by doing what you're doing today, or dragging a friend or a family or a coworker or a daughter or a son or a mother, into today's type or today's run or tomorrow's run for that matter. You were saying that it's obviously a team, and you mentioned Aldo. Can you tell them a little bit about Aldo? Because I think that's you know, someone that they could be drawn towards.
Well, Aldo is a friend of mine. He's part of the Nirvana Project team. I remember that I met him the day that I released my first book. He was the first book that I signed in. We just create a good relationship. He's a person who is in a wheelchair. I think that he's quadriplegic. He still do exercise. He's motivated. He, you know, has that inspiration to the limit. And it's one of the person that I really, you know, respect all the way to the end. I'm happy to be part of his life. I'm happy that he's part of my life. This is just the beginning of really good things. I know that 2020 has been something unexpected, but we have to pay attention to the positive things that are around us. We have to be grateful of who we are right now and who we are going to be tomorrow or the next month, or maybe 2021.
Yeah, and you know, I you guys are at 26 minutes, by the way, and you're looking great, and that breathing still relaxed, and I don't want you overdoing it, because don't make the race today, let's make it tomorrow. Don't overdo it today. You know, I think I find myself complaining almost daily about the situation we're in, or that we're going through with this whole pandemic, and to hear someone like Franklin, you know, sort of refer to it as an opportunity to be grateful and to do more and not to use it as an excuse, should send a significant message to all of us that if someone like him who's gone through far worse than we're going through right now, in my opinion, is saying it's going to be fine and it's good and it's a time to be grateful and a time to continue moving forward. I don't think we have much of an excuse to do any different. So thank you, Franklin, for reminding us of that. Te quiero preguntar una pregunta en español.
Claro.
Para esos que están corriendo ahora en español, para entender un poco más de Franklin, hay un mensaje que les quiere mandar hoy que están corriendo y están haciendo algo para su salud y para su bienestar. ¿Les quiere mandar un mensaje de Franklin personalmente a esa gente?
Sí, claro, por supuesto. Mira, para mí, todo el que esté corriendo y esté haciendo algo positivo para su bienestar, para su cuerpo, realmente quiero que se enfoquen en el paso a paso. No quiero que vean la meta todavía, quiero que se enfoquen en el paso a paso. Quiero que den un paso a la vez, no quiero que se agiten, no quiero que pierdan el control. Yo creo que en el paso a paso está la clave para llegar muy, pero muy lejos. A mí me ha funcionado muchísimo el poder tener la habilidad de enfocarse en paso por paso. Hace que llegues muy lejos. Yo sé que cuando empezamos a correr ya queremos cruzar la meta, pero si no hacemos el proceso de paso a paso, no vamos a llegar muy lejos. Y realmente esto es una carrera de vida que no se va a acabar nunca. Lo que vamos a ir aprendiendo son muchas experiencias, demasiadas, y vamos a ir conociendo muchísimas personas que van a hacer nuestro camino más feliz.
Sí, y lo voy a repetir en inglés después de esto. I'll say this in English in a second, but lo que tú acabas de hablar sobre el paso poco a poco es tan importante para un corredor que aprenda eso, que no es un día que salgas y corras 26.2 millas ese día, es algo que se tienen que entrenar el cuerpo y la mente, poco a poco empezar a prestarle atención al proceso. Cuando estés en la una corrida como hoy, a lo mejor es un minuto a la vez o una calle a la vez o dices voy a llegar los próximos 30 segundos y después seguir a los siguientes, porque si lo miramos un principio decidimos, Frankie ahora me va a hacer un guided run de 30 minutos, eso es mucho para mí. Pero si lo ves un minuto poco a poco, vas a lograr a llegar a esa meta un poco más fácil y a la misma vez llena de más energía, en vez de lanzar uno a la distancia completa, que puede ser algo que te haga no ni empezar. So thank you, Franklin. Franklin talked about the importance of process and seeing things a little bit at a time, that he hasn't accomplished what he's accomplished, you know, overnight, that it's been a little bit at a time. And much like your run right now, he says, you know, take it step by step, pace by pace. You know, in my case, I'm reminding you to take it, maybe it's a corner to corner, block to block, street to street, or person to person if you're running in a race one day. But certainly a strong message. All right, guys, you've reached your 30 minutes. You're now at 30 minutes. You've accomplished a 30-minute run, a shakeout run, as we say. It's just technical or runner jargon for the types of running you do a couple days prior to a big day or a big race. I think the weather's improved. So those of you that had excuses, maybe haven't left your couch or your bed, you should lace up and maybe give it a shot, because the weather's nice now out here, at least in the South Florida area. But Franklin, before I wrap up, and I'll give you a second or two to give any closing thoughts to them, I did want to thank all our sponsors: Body Armor, Nike Miami, Michelob Ultra, T-Mobile, Deliverlean, Publix, Baptist Health, Florida Blue, and of course, Mind Body Social, who's put this entire week together. They've done some amazing stuff, and I think we're so much healthier and better because of what they've put together this week. Some amazing group of people. They brought Franklin Mejia to you all for today's guided run. So I'd like to make sure that we recognize them, and heck, their name is Mind Body Soul. And I think that's Mind Body Social. We might as well say Mind Body Soul. I keep thinking about this soul run, and hopefully we filled your soul today with some inspiration. And this is a quick reminder here about virtual happy hours. As part of this Wow Soul Flow series, we have a cool virtual happy hour thanks to my good friend at Michelob Ultra. It's very easy. Today after this run, or tomorrow after our next run or workout. I mean, it's in the morning, so I don't want you necessarily getting late to work or whatnot. But at some point today, share a photo with a Michelob Ultra and tag Mind Body Social, Michelob Ultra, and myself, Frankie Ruiz. And everyone who posts will receive a prize. That's a towel, water bottle, and a bunch of cool stuff from Michelob Ultra. And at the end of the week, so we're almost there, we will select three winners for grand prizes, which include a Michelob Ultra cooler and a $200 gift card. Pretty neat stuff to be trying to win. All right, Franklin, any parting thoughts for our runners who have their virtual run tomorrow, and hopefully a life filled with health and fitness and lots of running?
Guys, just stay focused and, being motivated, because life sometimes it's not that easy, but still very, very, very beautiful.
so to the point, I invite you to check out Franklin's story, check out his book, check out his videos. He's got an amazing video, with some incredible drone footage of him swimming and things that I've shared with the athletes I coach along the way to remind them of what special people we have out there to use as and to draw from as inspiration. But you guys have inspired us today. Congrats on a great week of running and a great day of running. And I hope to be further inspired by, no, I know I'm going to be inspired by your runs tomorrow, your virtual run Saturday. So thank you, Franklin. Thank you, everybody, for joining
us. Let's do it.
That's right. Let's do it. And definitely don't stop.
Never.